Fee, what the fuck are you doing? I rang the bell twice. Come grab table 9.
Alex made a noise of irritation as he threw his hand in the air and stomped back into the kitchen. I got it, she called out, but her eyes wandered back to the glittering glass towers outside the cafe. Clear-skied days were the whole reason she'd taken this job. A job that was a train and 2 buses away from her tiny apartment. A job that was only above minimum wage because of the tips. But it was worth it to be out of the fog. And on days like this, when the reflection of the blue sky blurred in all those shimmering windows, she just wanted to enjoy it for a minute. Leaning forward on the counter, her eyes traced the shining office building all the way to the top. Birds wheeled past, playful in their loops and dives, unfettered by gravity, and more free than she could ever hope to be.
Fee!
Alex's shout yanked her back to reality. Cringing, she turned around to see his reddened face in the window to the kitchen, but it wasn't clear if that was from how pissed off he was or the heat in the back. Rolling his eyes, Alex sighed.
You back with us now, or should I just hire the girl that came in here looking for a job yesterday?
Shit. No, I just got distracted. Sorry. Wiping her hands off on her apron, Fee hurried to grab the plates, giving him her best don't-be-mad grin. Lifting them high, she tilted her head towards the windows. Come on, you can't be angry today, Alex. The sun is out, there's blue sky, and...
And you are about to lose that tip if their food gets any colder. Move it.
Alex waved a spatula at her, and she stuck her tongue out at him, laughing as he turned away, muttering curses beyond the window. The fact that he still bothered to curse about her meant he hadn't decided to fire her yet. But the only way to keep her job was to actually do it. The man and woman at table 9 were so wrapped up in conversation, they barely noticed as she slid the plates in front of them and offered to refill their drinks. They waved her off, too intent on each other to bother actually answering. So Fee just smiled at the normal, shitty behavior of the downtowners and turned to scan her section. Fuck, how long had they been sitting there? There was another table occupied near the windows, and she flinched, knowing it had probably been too long by their standards no matter what. And, to make it better, they were all in nice suits. Idiot. She groaned internally, calculating how much her tip had dropped while she'd been staring out the window. She hadn't even taken their drink orders yet. Slapping her most chipper smile on her face, she smoothed down the apron over her hips and tugged out the order pad as she approached their table. Afternoon, gentlemen. What would you like to drink? Her cheeks ached a bit with the strain of the overenthusiastic smile, but she held it as the quiet conversation stuttered to a halt in front of her. The older man facing her glanced up, and Fee caught the plastic glint of a COF badge attached to his breast pocket. Cabal of Freedom. He was government. Weird. The Justice Building was only a few blocks away, but there were other restaurants, nicer restaurants so much closer. It was rare to see one of them at the Elsinore Cafe, and curiosity unfurled inside her as she strained to read the print on his badge. With a sigh, the man flipped his menu open, glanced over it, and then slapped it shut impatiently.
Just bring us water. We need a minute.
He was curt, his voice sharp and commanding, as he immediately ignored her and turned his focus back to the man on his left. Sure thing. I'll be right back with your waters. Tucking the order pad in her apron, Fee was about to walk away when the man sitting closest to her glanced up. His gaze caught hers like an electric shock. Bright turquoise, as if someone had laid the pretty stones on top of a light so that every facet glinted and fragmented to form his irises. With eyes like that, he should have been some great sea god walking out of the clear ocean, surrounded by sparkling sunlight, wearing a lot less clothing, ready to command the world to bow at his feet. He definitely shouldn't have such a tired expression on his face, or be wearing the boring charcoal suit he was in, a suit that stretched across his shoulders as he leaned forward on the table, breaking their momentary connection without really seeing her. Turning sharply on her heel, she hurried back behind the counter. Her hands moved on autopilot to fill glasses with ice and water, because her mind still preoccupied imagining the guy on her fantasy beach.
Get your head in the game, Fee. Stop daydreaming.
Her grandfather's voice echoed in her mind, and she did her best to listen. After all, men from downtown didn't look at girls like her.